Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bassler, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. He is in Jerusalem, and we're very pleased to be welcomed by, to welcome a longtime colleague, Daniel Pletka, the Distinguished Senior Fellow in Foreign Defense Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. Daniel, checking in on Iran, promises, promises, promises. The most recent idea from Tehran is that the suspect nuclear weapons program, long conversation about the JCPOA, will reawaken in late November, a conversation between the U.S. and Iran and other players. Do you believe it, Danielle? Does this look real to you? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, too. Does it look real? You know, I think the talks will be real. I think they'll have a conversation. Am I optimistic that even the unbelievably quiescent and overeager Biden administration can find common ground with the new Raisi government in Iran? I'm not very optimistic, and I don't think the administration is either. There are a lot of hurdles to pass. The Iranians really want to be bribed to continue the process, and I think that as the sunset agreements in the actual JCPOA get closer and closer and closer, the utility of rejoining becomes less clear to pretty much everybody involved.
Malcolm?
When we see the new government that you referenced, does it really mean anything? What isn't the ultimate outcome determined by the Supreme Leader and determined before, and they just play it out? Do you see why is the timing for November 29th? There's no opportunity in reality for them to come to an accord, is there?
There's always an opportunity to come to an accord, but I guess I think there's some nuance behind the question that you asked about whether the Supreme Leader is the ultimate decider. You know, at the end of the day, certainly the Supreme Leader is the ultimate decider. But in terms of the maneuvering that goes on, you know, on the margins of who will come and when they'll come and what they'll talk about, that I think is more up to the government in power. And, you know, this is a new group of people. All of the old negotiators are gone. So, and the United States still does not technically meet directly with the Iranians. We are sort of adjacent to the room in which the Europeans are meeting with them. So, you know, does it matter? Well, it matters a little bit. Does it matter in the long run about the final decision? No, that will be up to the Supreme Leader. But, of course, we have another factor here, which is that the Supreme Leader is not going to live forever. He's no spring chicken, not even an Iranian Supreme Leader-like terms. And so there is some question as to what will happen then as well.
Is there, though, can I just follow up, John? Is there a feeling there that they ran the string out as long as they could before going into the sham negotiations, which they say will not deal with the nuclear issue? Is that why, is there a pressure on them because of the sanctions, et cetera, that they want to get rid of, and because they feel the Europeans might be lost if they continue to delay?
I think that they are worried about the Europeans. They're also under pressure from the International Atomic Energy Agency. There's been a lot of criticism from the IAEA about the progress that is being made on the Iranian nuclear weapons program and on their compliance with previous agreements and with monitoring equipment. So there's lots of European pressure. I think also, to be the most innocent about it that we can be, we can also say that the new government needed to settle into place, needed to get itself up to speed, and I think needed to test out the United States and see just how easy a mark our friend Rob Malley and others who are engaged in this process are going to be. And I think they ran out the string for as long as possible. The thing that I think we don't know is what the Americans paid for the Iranians to come back to the table, because I am absolutely confident that something was paid somehow.
Danielle, the Russians have been in conversation with Mr. Raisi. The Chinese certainly are always in conversation with Tehran because of their long-term deal. Are they at this point in a strong position with regard to the JCPOA? Is it a win-win for them no matter how it comes out?
I don't think it is, actually. I don't think that. I think the Chinese are more distant from the project. I think the Chinese basically flit in when they can take advantage of the situation and seal deals and play the spoiler. But for the Russians, they're in a little bit of a complex position. On the one hand, they've got the exigencies of their competition with the United States and how they perceive themselves. And then on the other hand, they have, I think they have the prospect of a nuclear Iran. I don't think that the Russians are enthusiastic for Iran to be a nuclear weapons state. Iran is close to some of their neighbors. Iran is not so far away from Russia that this is a matter of irrelevancy to them. So I think it's a little bit more complex. But I also believe that Putin is persuaded of his own ability to manage the situation. He certainly seems to be managing pretty well elsewhere in the Middle East.
Let's say they do not succeed because the Iranians are not prepared really to deliver what the Western countries want. Do you think that anybody has a plan B? Does anybody have an alternative for the current negotiations?
Well, there are people who've written about a potential plan B. We have friends in other think tanks who've done that. I think the administration is thinking about that. For me, the big question about any plan B is simply what it is that is going to incentivize the Iranians to cooperate. We've tightened the screws. We can tighten them more. Certainly the Biden administration has not been enforcing existing sanctions laws against Iran. The Israelis can continue with their pretty aggressive cyber intrusions and physical intrusions inside Iran to continue to derail progress. But, the Iranians will get there eventually. And they may calculate that, as they look at the world, they see who gave up their nuclear weapons program. Oh, yeah, Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, yeah, Saddam Hussein. Where are they? Sleeping with the fishes, as they said in The Godfather. And where are the people who kept their nuclear weapons, whether it's in Pakistan or it's in North Korea? They are still sitting happily in the catbird seat in their capitals. So, the Iranians may make a calculation that if they have a short race to where they want to be, perhaps it will be more advantageous of them to negotiate from a position of nuclear power than it is otherwise.
Is it too early to project out a year, Danielle, what this story will be like in the fall of 22, election time? Will Iran be satisfied by the Biden administration, or will they still be fencing? We have about a minute.
I have no idea. I suspect that they will still be fencing, but even if they make progress in negotiations, even if they drag the Biden administration along, I suspect that in the long run, obviously, they are headed in the same direction. Can we guess whether it's months or years? I don't think we can.
Malcolm, your comment, 30 seconds to go with Danielle.
I want to know whether this has implications now. What are the implications for Iran's seemingly increasing activities in Syria, shipping weapons, et cetera?
Just a few seconds, Danielle. Go ahead.
So I think we're in a very bad place in Syria. As I wrote last week, I think we're in the process of normalizing with the Assad regime. 500,000 people are dead. Iran manages that country. It is a great entrepot for them to export weapons and to attack Israel. I am very nervous about it.
Danielle Pletka, Distinguished Senior Fellow of Foreign Aid and Foreign and Defense Policy Studies, American Enterprise Institute, Malcolm Holmline Conference of Presidents. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.